Thank you very much, Honorable Chair Nima, for giving us the opportunity to have the committee meeting to deal with the reports. We have four reports that we need to consider as a committee. I will ask the host to flight or Enrico to flight the DTIC first, and then ask Zibele to take us through the observations and recommendations. I want to indicate also to the meeting that Ms. Madia is not feeling well. We wish her a speedy recovery, but also we glad that she's fine. She's not. I was best worried that she might be perhaps having a virus, and that would have meant that they would have to leave her behind for her to isolate. But luckily, yeah, it's just a flu. So, Zibele will take us through the observations, recommendation, and then we receive comments from honorable members, and then we vote on the report.
Good morning, honorable members.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, indeed, I will take the committee through the report, the budget vote of DTIC. I will zoom in straight to the recommendations, honorable chair. Or should I start with the... No. Let me go to the recommendation, because there's no observations here. Let me just go to the recommendations as recommended by the committee. Following the engagements, with the departments, the committee proposed the following recommendations to the minister to be implemented over the 2022 medium term. Number one, the committee has identified the over-concentration of economic activities and employment opportunities in three provinces, such as Gauteng, Western Cape, and KwaZulu-Natal. To this end, the committee proposes the creation of the Regional Economic Development Fund to support the regions that are lagging behind in terms of economic development. Over the 2022 medium term, the minister should engage the Minister of Finance for the establishment of the National Regional Economic Development Fund to support economic growth, investment, enterprise development, and employment in other six provinces. Number two, given the vital role of the department in implementation and coordination of the, or it's a double, it's a repetition of the, I'm correcting that one, Mathia. And coordination of the reimagined industrial strategy, which complements the economic reconstruction and recovery plan, including the national development plan. It is critical that the capacity and capability of the department is strengthened and enhanced. Over the medium term, the minister through the department should ensure the critical positions and the core function programs are filled. Further, if a need arises for the creation of new positions aligned to the need to accelerate the implementation of the reimagined industrial strategy, such positions should be urgently filled. Number three, over the medium term, the minister through the department should accelerate the implementation of the industrial parks revitalization program. Further, a joint initiative together with the Minister of Finance through National Treasury's city the industrial parks program should and other spheres of government should be formed to enhance the implementation of industrial parks revitalization program. South Africa has a high number of unemployment and with surplus of unskilled labor. There's a growing concern that special economic zones should also prioritize labor intensive sector. Over the medium term, the minister should explore opportunities that could enable the Kuga SEZ to also cover textile, clothing, and leather industry to support exports. Number five, the minister should over the medium term ensure that all planned SEZs in other provinces are operational. To this end, the committee would expect the minister to submit each year a mid-term progress report in relation to the implementation of the SEZs. Number six, research and development remains a pivotal element in efforts to boost productivity and competitiveness of the economy. Over the medium term, the minister working jointly with the minister responsible for science and innovation should develop an action plan with necessary funding requirements to invest in research and development in the provinces, particularly those which are lagging in terms of economic development. The committee is expecting to receive the report by the end of 2022-23 financial year. The report to be considered. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ngqushe. Honorable members, any comments on the report, any additions, not just the recommendation, but also the report as a whole? I see there are hands, two hands. Honorable Dodovu. Honorable Dodovu.
I'm here, Honorable Chair, or in terms of voting.
No comments first.
Oh, it's a legacy hand. It's a legacy hand.
Oh, okay. Honorable Moima.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. The report correctly captures the thrust and the essence of the presentation that we received and the engagement by honorable members on the presentation from the department, and more particularly the emphasis on the need to spread the economic opportunities to the outlying provinces, and the concrete measures proposed to the minister of the DTIC. So therefore, I formally move that we adopt the report, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Is there any seconder?
I would second the chairperson.
Thank you very much. We will then deal with the report in terms of Rule 155.3, the question that the report be adopted. Those in favor would raise their hands in favor of supporting the report. One, two, three, four, five, six. So six members are in support. Can we then lower our hands? Okay. Those voting against?
Honorable Chair?
Yes, Honorable Bashar.
Thank you very much. On behalf of the DA, we reserve our opinions on the report, and can we also deal with it in any other report that should be tabled as such? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Honorable Bosho. Can I just then also check if there's anyone who's against?
Honorable Chair.
Yes, Honorable.
Yes, may I abstain for now?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Honorable Apli. The report is therefore adopted, Honorable Members. Can we then take tourism? I've been informed that we'll be dealing with three, tourism and small business development. Those are the reports that are ready. We will deal with the employment and labor perhaps next week, because we will also be debating the employment and labor on the 15th of June. I think it's the last debate. So we still have time for employment and labor. So we'll deal with tourism. Mr. Sbele? Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here, Chair.
Oh.
Chair, okay, yes.
The recommendations.
The recommendations, yes. Over the 2022 medium term, the committee recommends that the minister through the department should engage the minister responsible for transport to develop a strategy and action to boost aviation recovery, to expand domestic tourism initiatives across leisure, business events, and distribution. The strategy and action plan should be developed in partnership with the industry stakeholders. Further, the committee recommends that the minister through the department need to fast-track development of the Tourism White Paper 1996, the Tourism Act of 2014, the National Tourism Sector Strategy of 2016, and the National Grading System to provide policy and strategic direction to grow and expand tourism, to take into account new developments such as sustainability considerations and digitalization policy considerations over the medium term. Number three, the committee recommends that the minister before the end of 2022 medium term, with the support of the department, should create a dedicated tourism development fund to support tourism businesses across the country, in particular in regions lagging behind in terms of economic development. Further, private sector financing should be leveraged to broaden access to funding and financing for SMMEs in the tourism industry. To this end, the role of National Treasury is essential. The report to be considered. Thank you very much, Chair and members.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mishe. Honorable members, any comments on the report? We note the position of the Democratic Alliance, as indicated earlier. I don't know if you want to, All right, I saw the heads of Honorable Post of them. She has lowered it. Yeah. Any comments on the report? Additions or omissions? Not. Can I then ask that the report be adopted? By show of hands, those in favor, please raise your hand on the platform. Those in support of the report, please raise your hands and vote in favor. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in support of the report. Can you please lower your hands so that to allow those that are voting against? Those voting against, can you please raise your hands? No. Those abstaining?
Chair, may I again request that I abstain to seek the guidance from
Honorable Ableni, thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair.
We note the abstention of DFF and also the views of reservation on the part of the Democratic Alliance. The next report.
Yes, thank you, Chair. The Select Committee on Trade and Industry, Economic Development, Small Business Development, Tourism, Employment and Labor, having considered budget vote number 36 and annual performance plan 2022-23 of the Department of Small Business Development, reports that the committee has concluded its deliberations thereon with the following recommendations. Number one, the committee recognizes the financing gap experienced by SMMEs and cooperatives, particularly in provinces and regions that are lagging behind in terms of economic development. The minister should continue to engage the Minister of Finance to consider allocating additional resources over the 2023 medium term to the department to scale up funding and financing to bolster growth and expansion of SMMEs and cooperatives across the country and closing the rural and urban financing gap. Number two, growth and development of SMMEs remains a critical policy priority of government. The role of the SMMEs in economic growth, employment and innovation find expression in the National Development Plan, Economic Reconstruction and Recovery Plan, and the Reimagined Industry Strategy. To this end, the minister working through the department before the end of 2023-24 financial year should finalize the review and legislation development of the National Small Enterprise Act 1996, the National Small Business Amendment Act 2004, and the Business Act of 1991, and submit such envisaged acts or bills to Parliament for consideration. Over the 2023 medium term, the minister working together with the Minister of Finance should consider providing funding to establish and strengthen the capacity and capability of the Office of the Small Enterprise Ombud Service. The independence of the Office of the Small Enterprise Ombud Service should be prioritized. The report to be considered. Thank you, Chair and members.
Thank you very much, Mr. Gnise. Honourable members, any additions, omissions? Not. Can I then, in terms of Rule 155.3, ask that the report be adopted? Can I, those who are voting in favour, please raise their hands on the platform? Those voting in favor. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So 5 members are voting in favor. And I check those, can we lower our hands? Okay. Those voting against, 9.
Shisha, did you note my hand?
Oh, okay. Then you'll be the 6th head.
Please, I note my hand that my gadget is problematic. Yes, please. Sorry.
Okay. All right. So there are 6 members voting in favor. Those voting against, none. We noted the position of the Democratic Alliance on the report. And I take it that Honorable Apleni, you're abstaining for now. Is that correct? Honorable Apleni still on the platform? I think it's no longer on the platform. Okay, so I think we have come to the end of the consideration of reports. As I was indicating that the report on the employment and the labor will be dealt with in the next meeting. I would like to thank the honorable members and also thank the chairperson of the Select Committee on Transport, Public Works and Infrastructure, Public Service and Administration for the opportunity for this committee to consider the report, and also thank the honorable members and also the alternates for attending the meeting. We will then, honorable members, make announcement for those who are in Durban attending the ILO in the WhatsApp group as to what is going to happen from now on. Thank you very much, honorable members. I don't know, Chair Mwimangi, if you got any other announcement before we formally close the meeting.
No. I'm happy, Chair. We can formally close the meeting.
Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned, honorable members. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Just a point of clarity, now that the meeting is adjourned, Chairperson.
Okay.
To call Honorable Dodovo's hand and old hand would be a very bad oversight, as is a young pioneer cadre of the movement.
So you can't call good. Old hand. Okay. Thank you so much. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Chairperson.